visiting with our next guest during the break right now, and can't wait for you to meet her as we go on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline and bring in Carrie Luxem. She is the chief executive officer of an organization called Restaurant HR Group. Carrie, it is great to have you joining us from Chicago, Illinois, where there are many amazing restaurants. Are they dealing with the same thing in Chicago that we hear about in Pittsburgh, that we hear about in Atlanta, that we hear about in New York City, or we hear about in LA, that they can't find people to work?
Oh, Rick, it's all over.
Why?
Coast to coast.
Why?
Why? That's the big question. You know, I think obviously this pandemic has hit people very, very hard. And, you know, in the restaurant industry, you know, the staffing situation, it sort of ebbs and flows. And I've been in this business for a very long time, and it's hard to keep your restaurant staffed, but it's especially hard right now. You know, a lot of people would say, I mean, you know, these restaurants are understaffed immensely. And so people have to work unpredictable hours. They're not paid what they want to be paid. And oftentimes they can, right now especially, they can stay home and make more money. And, you know, there's no real, they don't feel essential. They're being told they're essential, but they don't really feel essential. And there's, I think, a whole bunch of reasons on why we're sort of in this predicament. But I'm seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. And our clients are literally from New York to California. There's staffing issues everywhere. But one thing that, you know, has to happen is people have to think a little bit differently about how they go about staffing. And, you know, you can't just place that simple ad on an online job board and kind of cross your fingers and hope for the best. You've got to be able to do a little bit more than that.
Is it more than simply saying you're going to up your hourly wage a couple dollars an hour, hoping that you get people that somebody else can't? You've got to do more than that, right?
Yes. I mean, I've heard so many people say, just give them more money, pay more money, you know, offer better benefits. Certainly money does matter to people. People want to make more money. Obviously, we're all trying to do our thing, but money is not, just offering more money is just not the case. I have some clients and people that I've talked to that are paying these $1,000 sign-on bonuses to hourly restaurant employees and stuff. And that is really, really hard. Obviously, restaurants are not able to, you know, it's tight already. So, I mean, and it's not that effective, Rick. It really is not that effective. So, of course, doing all that you can to pay people well, and you might have to pay more, especially now with this labor shortage, but paying bonuses and that sort of thing, it certainly helps. Little perks, whether it's, you know, paid meals or insurance, medical insurance, discounts at gyms, anything is kind of fair game, but it's simply not enough. You've got to be able to do a whole lot more.
Business owners, Carrie Luxem, by the way, joining us, CEO of Restaurant HR Group based in Chicago. Business owners have said for a very, very long time that it is much harder to, or more expensive, I should say, to get new customers than it is to keep the ones that you have. Is the same thing true for restaurant owners? Is it much more costly to them to try to go out and get somebody else than to keep the ones that are already in the business?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you've hit the nail on the head. I mean, if you think of, you know, kind of attracting hourly employees or managers or people to work in your company similarly to how you think about attracting and retaining your customers, you might be a lot better off. But people work so hard to recruit, and they think they just got to continue to recruit and recruit. But the other part of it is you've got to really figure out how to keep your employees happy and, you know, show people that you care and do what you can to keep people where they are. That's a huge miss I see often.
So what then can restaurants do to sort of weather the storm? I mean, I'm not even saying let's fix the problem. What can they do to get through it until people do start to come? I mean, at some point, either the benefits run out or at some point the mom and dad kick them out. I mean, whatever. How do they get through from point A to point B?
Yeah, you've got to be very creative. And, you know, everybody talks about they're in this staffing crunch right now, or they're understaffed, and they say how important it is that they get staffed, but they're not willing to do the amount of work that it takes to do this right. And there's no way around it. I do not have a magic solution. You have to put in the effort. But there's some things that I've seen a number of my clients do and different ways to think about recruiting that's really helping them. And they're not as in bad of a situation as maybe they would have been if they wouldn't have been creative. creative. So one thing that I think is really smart to do is, you know, you hire companies and firms to handle marketing campaigns. Find somebody on your team, maybe a star crew member or an assistant manager, and assign them the role of the recruiting function. This is something that needs consistent activity and constant focus. And the reality is, when you're running a restaurant or you're the owner, you don't have time to place the ads and to make the calls and to get the applicants in. And you've got to have somebody that can stay on top of it. So very often restaurateurs have certified trainers. Think about like a certified recruiter, somebody that's going to be really great at attracting people. Give them some tips and maybe some training on how to do that really well. I think another really great idea that I've seen a lot of people do, and some of the larger organizations, restaurants and otherwise, have done this, but really tapping into the military community. Military vets are super hardworking. They're dedicated, they're disciplined, and there's so many different ways to go about finding them. There's all kinds of job sites. There's millions and millions of servicemen and women and their spouses looking for opportunities, and perhaps they're not looking in the restaurant industry, but show them what you're all about and give them an opportunity to see what kind of a great culture you have and the opportunity that they have to lead a restaurant, and maybe they will be excited about that. One of the things that's sort of kind of new as technology changes is, you know, people place ads, they email, they kind of go back and forth, these ATS programs, and there's a lot involved. To find crew members, a lot of our clients are now using text to apply apps, and this is very successful. It's a very quick way to begin the application process. You can meet people. They can send in videos. You can invite them to your restaurants with a click of a text, instead of going through this whole process and having to fill out, you know, applications and different things like that. So you're getting people in to the restaurants a whole lot faster.
So what you're doing is you're looking at ways that you can engage your employees and make them feel some ownership. If they're doing the recruiting, they feel like they're sort of part of the management team, even if they're not an assistant manager. You're making it easier for people to say yes when it comes to getting an application at your store. It's basically a matter of saying empowering people to do something that maybe they haven't done before, is what I hear you saying.
Absolutely. People want to be a part of something really fun and cool. And, you know, a lot of restaurants are struggling right now because they don't have staff or they're stressed out. Show them how they can be a part of the solution. Hire great people and trust them to do a great job. And if you do that, you're going to come out ahead. Definitely.
Next time I'm in Chicago to visit our son, I'm calling you to find out where we should go to eat, because I know that you're going to tell us places that we've never even thought of before, okay?
Many places I can tell you.
Excellent.
For sure.
And I promise I'll visit your husband's Dunkin' Donuts, too, in Wrigleyville. I promise.
Excellent.
All right.
Sounds
Carrie,
good.
Carrie Luxem joining us, CEO, Restaurant HR Group Incorporated. So great to have her lending her expertise as to what's going on.